In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, before his suffering, death, and resurrection, Jesus scheduled an appearance for a later date with his disciples. He said, "After I'm raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." The disciples and Mary Magdalene, however, were not going to Galilee because Jesus' death meant Jesus' scheduled appearance there would obviously be canceled. Even if they remembered what he said or knew what he meant, they didn't believe that he rose from the dead. None of them did. So Jesus made several unscheduled appearances after his resurrection, two of which we hear about this morning. He made an unscheduled visit to Mary Magdalene, who was in the cemetery looking for his dead body, and to the disciples who were hiding behind locked doors because they feared for their lives. What Jesus had promised before his death and resurrection, he now delivers as he speaks his words to them, and by his Spirit to us right here and now, this morning. Think of those words to Mary first. Before that, remember those words of the prophet Isaiah? Remember how he said, "This is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overtake you. When you pass through the fires, you will not be burned." Why? "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Jesus is the Lord our God, not just God, God with us, God for us, God among us to save us. And look what he does. He says, "Mary," and she goes, "Teacher." She didn't expect him. I think I have a sense, at least a little bit, about what she was going through. Several years ago, my neighbors down the street, they were members of an LCMS congregation, and they went from time to time to Trinity. They especially liked coming at Christmas and Easter. We have a big church with beautiful music, and they would come Christmas and Easter especially, and a few other times, special feasts throughout the years. But one October, Lana, it was Rick and Lana died. She died after a long bout with cancer at a young age. That Christmas Eve service, packed, you know how it is. I was communing people, and it's like a big place. So we're all of these people and getting the communion, and our rail kind of goes around the pulpit like this. I came around the pulpit, and I looked, and here was Rick and Lana. And I'm like, "Oh, how could this be? Am I nuts? Did I dream about our funeral? How can this be?" And for a moment, the hair on the back of my head just stood up, and I was just like, "Oh." And then I remembered that she had an identical twin. Her sister, who came with Rick so he wouldn't be alone on Christmas Eve. Isn't that great? To those disciples, remember in Psalm 46? "Be still and know that I'm God." God is here. Shh. It's going to be okay. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. "Peace be with you." And they had the peace of knowing that death had been conquered in his death, and life now was being given by his words, the words of our risen Lord. "Peace be with you." And they had the peace of knowing that this happened, as he said, in history, to open the door to the kingdom of heaven for all believers. He made unscheduled visits. He does so today, too, by his Spirit, at work through pastors and at work through the priesthood of all believers, as his words are spoken out of our mouths in our everyday lives. Now we need, really need, both our Lord's scheduled and unscheduled visits. For we suffer from, as you know, concupiscence. Great word. We are naturally evil. In teaching my confirmands about this, I always ask them every year, I said, why do you guys sin? And they're like, I don't know. I'll tell you why, because you like it. That's why you sin. It comes to you by nature. It just, and yet, even though you like it, even though you do it by nature, it's destroying you. I've met the enemy, and it's me. We need the scheduled and unscheduled visits of our Lord with the antidote to our sin, with the goodness of God, and that comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you about an unscheduled visit by one of my elders. I'd been going through some difficult times. At Trinity, we have a big congregation with a school, and there's just always something going on. And, you know, I was beginning to do more and more and thinking that it all kind of rested on me. I could feel I was just burning out. By the way, that needed to be done. I remember one time, it was just getting bad. And it's kind of like, no good deed goes unpunished, right? I mean, it was kind of like the congregation often, and this you'll find out in the parish, often, you know, they get mad at you when you're faithful to the Lord's word. And when you do things wrong or confess something other than the Lord's word that you need to repent for, oh, that's okay, Pastor. You're one of us. Huh? Well, I had it. So I was on the way to a pastor's conference. And my apologies, it was President Meyer at the time. I never made it. I pulled off and Manitowoc'd and walked for 10 miles on the beach, Lake Michigan, wondering, you know, do I really want to do this anymore? And then one of my elders, who kind of saw the joy going out of me, Larry, he came to me and pointed me back. I had a little visit with God through Larry, and he pointed me back to Jesus. And then as a bonus, he gave me led the congregation to give me the gift of doxology, to go back to what's important, receiving the Lord's words. And by the way, throughout our ministries, we need to constantly be vigilant and diligent in receiving the Lord's words. Your devotions are by far the most important thing you can do in ministry. And then there's another unscheduled visit that Pastor Berg, my associate, made at a cemetery. We had just finished a committal, and we noticed this headstone that was really, really unique. So we went over there, and it turns out that there was a young man in high school who had died, and it was right there. And as we're standing there, his mom and dad came and stood there with us. And we learned that they were Roman Catholic. And we chatted with them. They told us what happened to their son, how he died tragically. And we said, is it all right if we have a little devotion with you in prayer? Oh, absolutely. And so we did. Pastor Bergwin, we shared. He did the invocation, the reading, and I said a few words. We all prayed the Lord's Prayer together and gave them the blessing. And then Pastor Berg and I sang a hymn. What is it, Augustine? He who sings praise twice. Just recently, I bring this up because Pastor Berg said to me, you'll never believe what happened to me at the grocery store. The neighbor, remember those people who several years ago we were at the cemetery with and we were looking at their son's tombstone and they came up to us and were mourning over the death of their son? I just met their neighbor and the neighbor saw me in the grocery store and she said to me, are you one of the pastors at Trinity? And he said, yes. I just want to thank you for what you did for our neighbors. They still talk about how you brought the comfort and peace of God to them in the midst of their mourning. An unscheduled visit. Isn't that marvelous? How the Lord works? Wow. Now, Jesus kept his scheduled appearance in Galilee, where the resurrected Lord ascended into heaven. That's the big thing. Unscheduled visits always lead to the scheduled visit of our Lord, where he has planned to be. This is now our Galilee, the place where Jesus promised to be present to deliver his gifts of salvation, his forgiveness, life, and peace that he won for us in his suffering, death, and resurrection. And you remember what happened at Galilee. He ascended into heaven, not to leave us, but to fill all things in heaven and on earth. As Pastor Pless likes to say, his ascension does not mean absence. By the way, speaking of him and you other professors, thank you for Pastor Berg. You trained him well here at Fort Wayne. He's a good pastor. He's my pastor. And you pastors, we all need pastors to receive the gifts so that we can deliver them. We cannot give what we haven't received. You get a good conscience from that gospel as it's delivered to you too. Our Galilee, this is our Galilee. It is found whenever and wherever we are gathered in the Lord's name, where his gospel is proclaimed, and where we are given his very body and blood to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. This is our Galilee. This is our Galilee. What a beautiful thing that our Lord keeps making his scheduled visits. He keeps his scheduled visits. He never, ever cancels them. He is among us as one who serves his gifts. His first scheduled visit to you, most likely, was when he called you by name in the water and word of holy baptism and gave you his life that conquers death and took up residence with you, promising never to leave you nor to forsake you. And he keeps coming weekly at the table where he says, like he said to the disciples, peace be with you, through the man called and ordained to be delivering those gifts. Our Lord in the flesh, among us, with us, and sent out with us, through us, to be a blessing to the world. And daily, in his scheduled and unscheduled visits to us, like today, he says to you, like he said to the disciples, peace be with you. His word that brought you into being, God said, it was so, and it was good, redeems your life, makes it new. God says, and it is so, and it is good. Peace be with you. Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.